So today we've got a little bit of a different episode. We're in the middle of our fundraiser. It's an annual thing, and WFMU is listener supported. So for 2 weeks, we pause our regular programming to ask you to donate some money. Go to wfmu.org/donate or call 800-989-9368. There are prizes to be given away. We've got a couple of great t-shirts this year. And you'll be supporting the greatest station in the nation. What do you think about that? I've got one little snippet from B.B. Buell, which was recorded probably 8 years ago or so. And check into WFMU and just see, you know, we do fundraising fun, I do have to say. And it's an enjoyable thing on all levels. So if you can, please do wfmu.org/donate or call and speak to a live person, 800-989-9368. Here's B.B. Buell introducing a Marilyn Manson song.
You know, I've always been very open, you know, to all kinds of music and all kinds of experiences. But I appreciate a bona fide rock star. You can't put an arrow on somebody that comes along and really shakes up things. And I think Marilyn Manson, who's my next choice on my playlist, is one of those kind of artists. And people always sort of laugh and make fun of me when I tout him as one of my favorites, along with Eminem. But you know, when you witness certain things, it's like watching Eminem come out at the VMAs that time with the army of other Eminems. I mean, that was a moment on television that was profound. I mean, it was really amazing. And like when you see somebody pull that off, that's rock stardom. You know, that's true star quality that goes beyond anything we can put our finger on or explain. And you know, I'm not that into rap, but he is a genius. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, but getting back to Manson, I appreciate his art much in the same way I did. Anybody that, you know, mixes danger into and controversy and it forces people to think. I mean, I think that's really important. But Manson to me is like one of those really, really underrated people, much better lyricists and should be taken a lot more seriously than he is. I mean, I know he's got like these rabid fans. I'm one of them. But I think that there's like a certain fear of him in the business that maybe he can't go to the next level or to the next place or whatever the whole thing.
Well, I think some of that is self-created too. I mean,
yeah,
there's definitely
be.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, I think that he's pretty big.
Oh yeah, well, I'm
know.
Sure he can still, you know, play stadiums all over Europe and in Asia and places like that. I mean, I don't know. We went to see him play. What room did we see them in?
Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah, we went to Hammerstein Ballroom to see them. The last time I saw them in New York a couple of years ago. And boy, it was a really amazing concert. It was right when Twiggy had gotten back in the band.
Oh, right.
So his presence is really important. I mean, he's a genius too. I mean, the two of them together, Twiggy and Manson, when they write together and when they work together, they make an incredibly brilliant soup. But Mechanical Animals is one of my favorite albums. It's one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time.
Wow.
And you know, I think the songs on it, it's I keep playing these songs that are everybody's Sergeant Pepper, but this is, to me, was his parlay into adventure and absence, most likely. but it's a really psychedelic record, and it's really deep. And this is one of my favorite tracks on the album. I think it's called Mechanical Animals.
It is indeed. And so that's what we're going to hear next. My guest DJ is B.B. Buell, and you're listening to WFMU. We will be back shortly.
You are the fall, the imperfect, the day that we
And the WFMU Fundraising Marathon ends on Sunday, March 15th. This is a 2020 fundraiser. We've got some great DJs and tag teams for you to be excited about. And we do really try to make it great radio while we're appreciating the listeners, giving them something, and they support us. So please do what you can. Call 800-989-9368 or go to wfmu.org/donate and give us some love. Thank you very much. Diane Kamikaze for WFMU.